For 30 publications, Best of the City has been highlighting all the wonder that Victoria has to offer. Covering hidden gems, local sports teams, gardens, fun facts, festivals, restaurants, history and more, each issue has given our readers a little glimpse into the charms of this city. But beyond all that, it's highlighted local businesses and the amazing things that they do, thanks to votes from our readers in over 120 categories. One of the most amazing parts of Best of the City for me is comparing the results of the years, said publisher Randy Page. In certain categories, the winners remain the same year after year, like Royal BC Museum winning Best Museum or Beacon Hill Petting Zoo winning Best Family Attraction. But then you have other categories like Best Burger or Best Restaurant that are always changing. You really get to see the evolution of businesses. For Best of the City's 30th, Victoria News wanted to use the issue to celebrate local business anniversaries. John's Place, Victoria's oldest diner, is turning 40 and shares how to make their famous Hollandaise. Reflecting on 30 years of the Victoria Film Festival, festival director Kathy Kay shares the magical stories she's picked up along the way. Ska and Reggae Fest celebrated their 25th with their biggest festival yet, and for Pagliacci's 45th, they're throwing their first block party in 30 years. A past mariner shares his journey to open one of the most successful fish and chip shops that's been running for 40 years. In our own history, Best of the City was first published on July 26, 1995. Going back through our issues is a journey back in time capturing our city's story. Milestones were celebrated like when in 2008, Condé Nast voted Vancouver Island as the best golfing destination in North America thanks to Cordova Bay and Bear Mountain. In 2022, Moviemaker magazine ranked Victoria number 5 on the annual top 10 small cities and towns to live and work as a filmmaker. In 2023, Victoria was voted best city in the world by Condé Nast Traveler's Reader's Choice Awards. Our past issues have also celebrated local celebrities like Steve Nash, Nelly Furtado, Emily Carr and David Foster and local standouts like Darth Fiddler and Gordy Dodd. Best of the City pages have also uncovered quirky tales, from the 2007 issue that featured Victoria haunts. Like the Victoria Golf Club ghost or the haunted well in the Rivet Building at Wharf Street, to stepping into the Bug Zoo or uncovering the mysteries of Chinatown. Page's favorite part about working on Best of the City is the community engagement. With Best of the City, you have a huge amount of community engagement from the readers and from businesses alike. It's something that is genuinely well loved by everybody, so there's no way you couldn't love working on it. To find out what won in this year's Best of the City survey, featuring over 120 categories, and to read our special feature articles, look for Best of the City on newsstands today or read the e-edition at vicnews.com/e-editions.